This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. It's a beautiful time of year in southeastern Arizona, and I just so love the soundtrack. Birds calling and singing, always all at once, of course. So it's hard to separate individual species when ground doves and mourning doves and white-winged doves and gambles and scaled quail call, and all of those voices overlaid by thrashers and cactus wrens and towhees and green-tailed and brown towhees and cardinals and house finches and white-crowned sparrows and black-throated sparrows and black-headed grosbeaks and cowbirds. Oh, my gosh. It is unbelievable. And, of course, our barnyard poultry add some cacophony of their own. It all dies down, you know, as it gets dark and goes into the evening and nighttime. We can hear screech owls calling and great horned owls hooting and an occasional scream of a barn owl hunting. Coyotes yip and yatter nearby, causing our dogs Farley and Choo Choo to stand side by side and yodel in response. It's a homestead symphony that would make Charles Ives proud. The traditional songs of a semi-arid ecosystem as sung by its fauna. Yeehaw. I like that term, semi-arid ecosystem. It can be applied to much of the Southwest, but I'm thinking of southeastern Arizona when I use it, or maybe all of southern Arizona, northern Sonora, Chihuahua, that semi-arid ecosystem territory. A few years ago, I was lucky enough to visit Jordan in the Middle East, and I saw a desert that was arid. Goats grazing on gravel. Oh, we are in a jungle compared to that, but still, semi-arid and in a drought. How's that? Yeah. I sometimes wonder how I ended up in a semi-arid ecosystem in the desert grassland, having grown up, you know, born and raised and grown up in Kentucky. Kentucky, I mean, it rained there. Rivers ran. Creeks ran. You grew crops on rainfall. I'm not making that up. Grass hay cut in fields two or three times a summer. I'm not making that. More cattle on 40 private acres than you could do on 640 public acres out west. That's right. And so here I am, you know, go figure. A surprising part of this journey from Fayette County, Kentucky to Cochise County, Arizona, is that I find myself doing things now that I loved as a kid as well. Picking up snakes, chasing toads and lizards, and telling box turtles how much I love them, you know. And I loved to sing when I was a little boy, and I still love to sing. I loved our dogs and cats when I was a kid, and I feel the same now. So a funny, a circuitous journey, not geographically circular. I mean, you can draw a straight line from northern Kentucky to southeastern Arizona, and there wasn't a whole lot of circles involved, but a circle of joy, a return to bliss. In a way, there was a plan to leave Kentucky. I loved to read books as a kid, and as a teenager, I read Kerouac's On the Road, and I daydreamed of cruising America while driving my parents' car down narrow two-lane blacktops near our home. And one day, a high school buddy and I, we left Kentucky. Me and Louie left Kentucky in 1967 in an old El Camino pointed west, engine revving. The radio was blasting all through those days, The Doors, Light My Fire, and Jimmy's Purple Haze. Now, Louis had a stutter and sometimes hard to get out a word, but Louis could sing. I mean, he could sing like a bird, and it was out in Nebraska on a stretch of highway. They looked at me and he sang, and I can still hear it today. Hey, pass me that reefer and crack me a beer. We're crossing the Great Plains, ain't it your turn to steer? We're leaving Kentucky, don't go looking back. We're going out west, like old Jack Kerouac. We split up in Denver, and we went different ways. I ended up in Tucson, singing nights and sleeping days. I sang every night, and we burned down some bars, playing the music so hot, I still got the scars. That was a long time ago, and they say you get wiser with age, but I think of those days, and I can't turn that page. I miss Louie and that trip. Yeah, I still got this thing. So sometimes at night, you'll hear me sing. Hey, crack me a beer and I'll take a hit. I may be getting older, but I ain't quite done yet. I was raised in Kentucky and I'll never go back. Cause my home's in the desert thanks to old Jack Kerouac. I was raised in Kentucky, shoot, I'll never go back. Cause my home's in the grassland thanks to old Jack Kerouac. So now you know. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.